Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commissioners remind you that this season's variety plot field tours will be happening in April and May. Executive Director Mike Schulte says the Wheat Commission proud to support the wheat breeding efforts at Oklahoma State.
We encourage producers to take the time to go to these variety trials. There's lots of information that's being discussed on the varieties. You know, producers have a lot more options compared to what they had 5 to 10 years ago as far as variety releases. No doubt, each year it seems like Oklahoma has given us something a little bit different to deal with regards to weather and moisture and all the other factors that are out there. But producers have options, and they don't have to have all their eggs in one basket. So I think that, you know, they need to take the time that is allotted to these variety trials and go out and see what we're doing with the public breeding program.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the wheat producer. To find out more about their efforts, go to www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were lower across the board to finish the day, partially some outside factors such as the U.S. dollar being higher today helped lower grain prices, but that wasn't really the main factor. It seemed like the main factor was the U.S. weather patterns offering resistance here to wheat, corn, and beans. Now the wheat, we've added that dry drought premium, if you will. Since about the first week of March, it rallied quite a bit, nearly 60 or so cents. We've taken that off in the past 5 or 6 trading days with this forecasted rain. Now that the rain's here, it's really fallen out of bed. That led wheat to lower in Kansas City and Chicago. July Kansas City was 28.5 cents lower to finish the day at $5.34. Chicago wheat down 23.25 at $5.75. And then corn and beans are lower as well. Corn 7 lower, Dece around 3.96. Beans were about 3 lower across the board. Now, this rainfall helps wheat, but then really could slow down the planting process for the corn and beans, which in the long run you would think that could possibly be bullish, especially after the slow pace that they've already got started on over the last couple of weeks.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
We had an export report this morning out of the USDA. Neutral across the board here. 445,000 metric tons exported for wheat, right in the range. Corn 855, also in the range, and then beans 450,000, looking for 350 to 500. So not a very eventful export report this morning there for the grains. We have a USDA crop progress and condition report here this afternoon. It's expected to slow pace here in corn. U.S. corn planting is estimated to be about 5% complete. A little bit ahead of last year. Last year we were at 3%. The average for this time of year, 6%. But remember, the really slow areas were down in the far south, such as Mississippi and Louisiana. The crop conditions for wheat are expected to be about the same, but this weather pattern should at least stop any big negative moves for the wheat conditions. Going a little bit further out, after this next 3 or 4 days of wet weather, it looks like we'll return on the two-week forecast to normal conditions here for the central U.S. and then even maybe a little bit more rain in the south and southeast.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, April live cattle of 2 at 158.82, June up 15 at 148.95. May feeder cattle 32 higher at 210.05, with August up 32 at 211.77. April Lean Hogs up 55 at 63.10 and June up 62 at 78.77. In the grain markets, May Kansas City wheat down 29 and three quarters at 529 and July down 29 and a half at 533. May Chicago wheat down 24 and a quarter at 502 and a quarter. May corn down 6 and a half at 370 and a half. July down 6 and three quarters at 378. May soybeans down 2 and three quarters at 948 and three quarters. July down 3 and a quarter at 952. 2 and 3 quarters. May cotton up 7 at 65.13 and July up 6 at 65.46. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.